Coming up, Chinese president catches a tiger. We'll explain.
But first, the Obama administration is formally accusing Russia of testing ground-launched cruise missiles, which would violate an arms control agreement that helped end the Cold War. The accusation comes as the U.S. and Europe are also prepared to increase economic sanctions against Russia. Europe already has. Today, Secretary of State John Kerry condemned pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine for not allowing investigators to reach the site of the Malaysia Airlines plane that was shot down almost 2 weeks ago. And he called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop shipping arms to the rebels.
President Putin can make a huge difference here if he chooses to. And we and our European partners will take additional measures and impose wider sanctions on key sections of the Russian economy if that is what we must do.
NPR's Corey Flintoff joins us from Moscow with the latest and first, Corey, to the accusation that Russia has violated that missile treaty. What has been the response from Russia?
Well, I talked to several Russian analysts today, and they had two basic answers. One is that this is being trumped up by the United States as just another excuse to impose heavy sanctions on Russia. And the other is that it's a response to the United States, which has been violating the treaty by using similar missiles to test its missile defense shield.
Well, tell us more about that allegation.
Well, the allegation says basically that Russia tested these ground-based missiles that have an intermediate range that would be from around 300 miles to around 1,300 miles and can carry nuclear warheads. These analysts, the Russian analysts that I talked to, say that very little is known about these missiles in Russia outside of military circles, so it is hard to tell what their capabilities are. But this allegation about the Aegis missile launchers that the U.S. plans to base in Romania is connected with Russia's fears about the U.S. missile defense shield. One analyst I talked to today told me that Russia is concerned that the U.S. is using similar missiles to this to test its missile defense shield and to develop a way to counter anything that might be fired by Russia. So in a way, this is a defensive action by Russia to protect themselves from this missile defense shield, which they really fear.
Either way, a lot of allegations flying back and forth. Does it appear that this treaty could be over, that the U.S. or Russia would pull out of it?
You know, I haven't talked to any non-proliferation people in the United States for a while, so I'm not sure what the U.S. angle on this is. But the Russian angle is that Russia will not pull out of this, and they didn't think the U.S. would pull out either. And that's because this really is one of the core nuclear treaties between the two countries, and it's very important to both of them. Even if they stop negotiating for a while, or even if, you know, they stop talking at all for a while, this treaty would remain in place, and they think it's too important to let go of.
All right, Corey, let's get to the sanctions. Today, the EU adopted new economic sanctions against Russia. What would those do?
The sanctions are reportedly going to be aimed at specific sectors of Russia's economy, such as banking and the military and Russia's oil and gas exports. You know, the sanctions up until now have all been aimed at individuals and institutions. The EU is already sanctioning, I think it's 87 people and 20 organizations, mainly by freezing their assets and banning individuals from traveling. This would be aimed at sectors, and it could be a lot more serious. For instance, if restrictions are imposed on important Russian banks, it would mean that they can't raise foreign investment and foreign capital, and that could affect their domestic industries quite a lot.
But what about the fear from Europe that has kept Europe from putting tougher sanctions in place up until now, that those sanctions are going to hurt Europe's economic relationship with Russia? And Europe is much more reliant on Russia than the United States is, for example, on things like natural gas.
Absolutely. Well, Europe's trade with Russia is something like 10 times greater than U.S. trade with Russia. You know, if Germany, for instance, imposes really restrictive sanctions on Russia, it could lose tens of thousands of jobs. And there's no politician who wants to take responsibility for that. As you said, you know, these countries also rely quite heavily on Russian natural gas for energy, both for consumers and industries. And it wouldn't be easy or cheap to get that energy from somewhere else. You know, and one thing that we sometimes forget about when we talk about the European Union, it's made up of 28 countries that have very different economies.
Right.
You know, some of them are very dependent on trade with Russia, whereas others don't care so much. Some of them, like the Baltic countries, Lithuania and Latvia and Estonia, do have a lot of trade with Russia, but they're so alarmed by Russia's policies that they're prepared to make some pretty substantial sacrifices.
Well, and we've already seen some words of caution coming from the British oil giant BP, which is the biggest foreign investor in the Russian state oil company Rosneft. Clearly, a lot of worry there about what sanctions would mean for BP. Corey, I want to ask you one more thing before we let you go, which is it the conventional wisdom at this point in Russia that it was the Ukrainians who shot down Malaysia Airlines Flight 17?
Absolutely. That's the position that's been promoted on Russian media from the very beginning of this. And every day we see more analysts talking about it, presenting speculation about how and why the Ukrainians might have shot down this plane. Most of them are saying that essentially this was a conspiracy on the part of the Ukrainian government to discredit the separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine and also to discredit Russia.
NPR's Corey Flintoff speaking to us from Moscow. Corey, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.